Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
Man, it's been an amazing day here at the Black Family Conference. We've had so many different people from so many different walks of life walking here and do an interview, and we are so grateful and thankful. And that leads me to our next guest. I will let you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about who you are.
Okay. So my name is Aisha Smith. I am a real estate broker here in Kentucky. I am with Cassie & Associates, and I have been selling real estate for, I think, 10 years now.
What? Yes. 10? You got 10 in?
I do.
You was 23 out in these streets? Okay, nice. Yes. So tell me why it was important for you to be a part of the Black Family Conference. Like, what you?
Well, I think we have this perception that you have to have a lot of money to own real estate. And I think I just need to and want to bring awareness to that there are a lot of different options for buying real estate that doesn't require a lot of money, whether it's your down payment, and then also things like credit score. You know, people are like, I don't have a 600 or I don't have an 800 credit score. You know, I'm looking at 640. Well, 640 is a great spot to be to be able to afford a house.
So just giving that awareness and letting people know that, listen, it may not be what you think, and you may qualify. Actually, me and you were talking earlier about making those first purchases and making this move versus that move, whether it be a multifamily versus a single family. And you spoke to that a little bit. Do you want to touch on that just a tad bit?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyone who's looking to purchase, no matter the age, no matter your age, because people are like, you know, oh, I have to be this age, or I'm not old enough, or I'm too old. That's crazy.
Okay.
Buy multifamily. If I can do it again, I would have started that way. And I would have kept that property, moved on to the next one, had passive income, kept on moving to the next one. But a lot of people have in their head that they're going to stay in a property forever.
Right.
And statistics shows that average, you know, 5 years. It's probably shorter now just because of the way we work, that people aren't in their homes for a long time, like 20, 30 years. So
I love that breakdown, too, because a lot of people don't think about it like that. Let me ask you a question, because, you know, this is a community event. Mm-hmm. What does community mean to somebody like you?
I think just having support, no judgment, love, and just strengthening and encouraging one another. Like, we're pulling each other up. There's no competition. Right. We all can make it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with trying to help people, you know, you a servant. You trying to serve individuals who come to you, and they need a place to stay, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you doing that on a day-to-day basis, right, how do you care for yourself while showing up for others?
I gotta pray.
Oh, prayer.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, honey. If I don't talk to Jesus,
hello,
it ain't good.
Jesus been in the building all day. Thank God. Well, you know you at a Black Family Conference because Jesus is in the building.
Yes, honey. He has. That's the only answer I got for you.
I love it. I love it. That's all you need to have. I mean, you don't need to go no further than that. So just rely on your higher power. With a lot of things that's going on in our community, I know you sell real estate in different neighborhoods and price values go up and stuff like that and down. What gives you hope right now in our community?
Well, I think that I've been able to see a lot of people become more aware of real estate and the things that they can do with it. not only just owning and living in it, but taking the equity out, using it to maybe start their college career or their kids and different things like that, investing in other properties or stock markets with their equity that they're getting from their home. So, I mean, I'm so proud of our people because we're doing it.
Right. Like, give us our flowers. Like, we are out here doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't all doom and gloom. So I love that. It's not. Let me ask you this final question. I really appreciate your time. I'm glad you came in. You was a little nervous, but you've been doing great. And I think this is one of many. So get used to this, all right?
Okay.
My last question for you would be, let me make it a good one. Okay, what advice would you give young leaders, you know, stepping into either your work or just into themselves?
Be yourself. Be true to who you are because that's what people need. That's what people want. When we see someone who's following and being exactly like someone else, I mean, you can see it, you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're authentic and you could be so weird, but people love it. It's like you're you. It's freedom in that. People want to be free from all the opinions on social media. Everybody says you have to look like this, be like that. No, you be who God called you to be.
Talk that talk because you have your own fingerprint. No one has that. So be that. I love it. Listen, like I said, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yes.
And we will do this again, okay?
Oh my goodness, thank you.
All right. Peace.
It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect. Ricochet effect, ricochet effect, ricochet effect.